Stand up and raise your heads. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we've made it to the season of the anticipation. The blue. It's pretty, isn't it? Nice change. It's the season of Advent. It's the time when we wait for the Lord in his second coming. And the time when we wait for the babe to arrive in the manger. The time when we turn our focus away from the stories of Jesus and his healings, the teachings, the miracles, and turn towards the promises of hope, love, and joy. This is the time when we're supposed to be thinking about the significance of the gift God gave us in his Son. But more times than not, we're focused on other things. The shopping, decorating, family arriving, or us having to travel somewhere. And let's not forget the cookies. And what about the kids? For them, Advent is a time when children wait for Santa and the gifts. I'm not saying those things are bad. I feel like I say this every week. That's not bad. I love the cookies. But I want to take a minute and just sort of remind us, perhaps today, how we can enter into these next few weeks with a spirit of preparedness, of heightened awareness, an expectation of something bigger, something better. In the gospel from today, Jesus tells us to stand up and raise our heads. In other words, start paying attention. Start looking up. You may have heard the phrase, when all else fails, look up. Today, we may be finding ourselves right there, right now. We need to look up and raise our heads. You ever sit on the sidewalk in a busy place, maybe a downtown area, or perhaps at the mall, watch people go by? I'm a people watcher. I like to watch them go by, only this is all we see anymore, is their faces turned down into their devices. It would be go through 322, go through Rowan University while the kids are there, the students are walking down the street and just walking right across the road. They have those lights put in, the flashing lights, signal that you're going to cross the road. They don't use them. They just walk willy-nilly wherever they want at any time they want. I see some of you might be thinking, yeah, I do that. It's very scary to go down 322. But you have to pay attention. As a driver, you have to pay attention because they're going to do that. And as a walker, you need to pay attention because some driver is not going to be paying attention. So no matter where you look, whether you're driving or walking, you have to pay attention. And that's what we're called to do today. Start paying attention. Look up. Raise your heads. Stand up. Look around at what's happening. Too much of life passes us by, and we don't even notice. This week I was visiting with a resident at Pittman Manor. I do pastoral education hours, and I was visiting with a resident, and she was talking. She's upset that her children don't come to visit her. Now, we all know that there are family dynamics at play in every situation. I don't know what hers are yet. I have not asked. We haven't gotten that far in our visits. But she's upset that her children, they come every week. They help her with her medications. They take her to her doctor's appointments. But they never come to visit. And they don't call simply to visit. And I found myself saying to her, what are we so busy doing? Right? We all have lists. We can make a list a mile long of things that we're doing every day. But what exactly is that? I remember as a kid, my house was the go-to house. Everybody hung out on the weekends. My aunts and uncles and cousins, we all grew up, my cousins and I all grew up together because our house was the big house. Everybody came. We played games all night long. We just enjoyed each other's company. And as I grew up into a young adult, Sunday afternoons became the barbecue place. As we got older, people still came to our house on Sunday afternoons to swim and hang out and just be together. We don't do that anymore. And I always wonder why. Now it seems there isn't enough time to do those things. There's not enough time to sit or breathe or even just be, especially at this time of year. So today, again, we're reminded that things around us are changing. The season is changing. Time is passing. Not to be a doomsday or a dullard, but time is passing. But instead of spending time looking down and feeling dejected and feeling left out, we need to look up. We need to raise our heads. Jesus is there. God is there. His words will not pass away. There is hope in what is to come. We begin this Advent season this morning with a gospel reading not unlike the one we heard a few weeks ago when Jesus talked of the great buildings falling and all things being thrown down. There was and is today, again, an apocalyptic slant to what we hear. And we must remember that the apocalyptic writing of the Bible had political undertones. The writings often came about when the early church was being oppressed, when the pressures of the earthly powers became so great that people often thought God had forgotten them. The writers wanted to reveal the message that God's love would prevail in uncertain times and provide a means for people to have hope in what was in store for them as believers. In the reading from Mark a few weeks ago, the disciples asked, "When will this be? And what will be the sign that these things will be accomplished?" And Jesus tells them, "Beware, be alert, do not be led astray." Now today we get the same message. Today we're told to be on guard, to be ready. This morning our gospel message from Luke shares an amazing message of hope. Luke is a believer, and he knows that the Lord God always has a message of hope. Hope lies in knowing that redemption is drawing near. In many ways, it's a message very similar to the message of hope that the prophet Jeremiah shared. It's a message of not only hope, but of expectation. A message of how God is and will be stepping into history once again. When we look around, you have to admit that our time looks a lot like the time period of first century Christianity. Back then, Israel and the Roman Empire were in a great state of uncertainty and anxiety. In the 30 years after Jesus died, one leader after another had taken the throne, with each one pulling the people of Israel and the Roman Empire in all different directions. Our nation and our world are also in a time of uncertainty and unrest. And from all appearances, it seems that something disastrous might just be looming around the corner for us all. Between the news and the internet, social media, anything that you read or see, 24/7 there's a steady stream of anxiety and worry and hatred filling the airwaves. It can be very scary. If ever the world needed to hear the message of Jesus, the message of hope, it's today. If ever the world needed to see our light and taste the salt of the Holy Spirit, it's today. There are hurting people around us who are looking, searching for something. And ours isn't necessarily to know what it is they're looking for. Ours is to provide a place for them to come. And I want to share that we did just that on Lights on Main on Sunday night. We had the doors open. Many of you know St. Stephen's has always been a part of community events. We had both doors open. The lights were on. And for the first time ever, I've been doing this event here 11 years. People asked if they could come in and pray. And small group after small group, 2, 4, 6 people came into this church to spend a moment with God. Some knelt, some sat, some stood. It didn't matter how they came or what they did, but they came in. And that's what we're here to do, to offer that to them. It was amazing to see people coming through, not only just to admire the pretty building, but to spend a moment. I believe they have an emptiness and they need it to be filled, and so we provided that for them. Jesus calls us today to stand up, to raise our heads, and be ready. And I believe the Holy Spirit is alive and well at St. Stephen's, and we need to be ready. But if we're not careful, we can find ourselves getting caught up in all the stuff of this world, especially this time of year. Not only can we get caught up in the shopping and the preparations and all that good fun stuff, sometimes I find myself getting caught going in the other direction as well, getting upset with all the commercialism, the greed, and the wrong focus on what it means to give and on all that Santa stuff. We can find ourselves at odds with our family and friends, and sometimes with the world in general. Just try to let it be. I'll give you a minute. Everybody get there. Let it be, Beatles, right? Just let it be. It's plain and simple, right? Simple concept. Not easy to institute, but it's not necessarily a difficult concept. Try not to get stressed out about Santa or Rudolph or the elf on the shelf. Oh, the elf on the shelf. Try not to get caught up by all the commercialism. And try not to get caught up in all the crazy stuff that goes on during this time of year. Instead, keep your head lifted high. In other words, keep your mind on what's most important. The season of Advent, this is the time we once again focus on the reality that Jesus came into our world. Think about that for a minute. Jesus Christ came into our world. He came to be among us. This is a time when we focus on the reason why Jesus came into our world. To rescue us from the power and penalty of sin. Jesus came to bring all of us new life. Jesus came to defeat the powers of evil and to fill us with his Holy Spirit. Jesus came to help us experience abundant life. And we're to be ready for Jesus' second coming. It's noteworthy that perhaps at the busiest time of year, with all the planning and prep that goes into this successful holiday season, in church we're reminded that we need to slow down. Now more than ever, we need to be cognizant of our surroundings and not get pulled into the worldly storm of the Christmas season. I laugh when I think about how the Grinch had it right. There's so much Grinch these days. He spends the entire movie trying to stop Christmas, but by the end he realizes he can't. And we can't either. We can't stop the stores from putting out the goods too early, even before Halloween it seems anymore. We can't stop the TV from bombarding us with commercials for things we don't have, or perhaps don't even need. I like the movie, the end, the original movie. Puts it this way. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. And the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. What if Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store? What if Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more? We can't stop the world from pushing in on us from every direction, but we can take time to be committed to the hope that Jesus will one day return. We can be committed to focusing on the hope of the season and wait with anticipation at what is to come. We can be on guard so that we don't get weighed down by the worries of this life. We can be alert and pray that we may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen.